The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pensacola's expert panel. 850-437-1620. You're going to want to write that number down because Stephanie Dotson is here with Emerald Coast Coins
to talk about money.
Yeah, we had a little coin jangling going on in that song. So Good morning to you. It's been a while since I've seen you, so nice to have you back.
Thank you. I know. January was a crazy month. Like the two times I was supposed to be here, I was going to a coin show out of town. And then after that, we had, you know, the snow, the crazy snow stuff that came. That was insane.
Who knew, right? It was
right?
So crazy.
The dogs loved it.
No doubt. Wasn't it cute with them? The dogs I saw on the videos where they were, their noses were going underneath the snow trying to figure out what it was. What is this stuff?
They were like, what is this stuff? My dogs were like rolling in it and jumping in it and eating it. It was the best.
Oh, I love that. So Emerald Coast Coins, y'all are over there on Creighton, and I go by there almost every day, and there's always cars out front. Y'all are, seem to be very, very busy.
We are
so what is going on for 2025? Tell me everything.
We are so busy. So the last time I was here, the gold prices were around $2,600 an ounce, and they have exploded. Now it's over $2,900, like $2,920-ish.
Wow. That is a big jump.
Super unheard of. Like, I would say that, but, you know, and I feel like I say that every time, but, like, we keep reaching new levels with gold. So, yes, we have been busy buying and selling because people are still buying and selling in this market. Especially those people who were really smart and got their gold back in, like, the early 90s when it was, like, a couple hundred bucks an ounce or even down to $60 an ounce. Man, now's the time to get it.
Wow.
I'd be like, $2,900, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Okay.
So, yeah, gold's been crazy. Silver is still not where it should be, in my opinion. It's, like, $32 an ounce. Higher, but still not, like, crazy high. It's been busy.
Okay, now what was the term that you used with me? You were telling me about gold backs?
So we have these new things.
Yes.
Well, so
okay, this is the
new
thing I didn't
to
know.
Florida.
Okay.
They're called gold backs. Now, a lot of collectors know about gold backs.
Is it bags, B-A-G-S, or
B-A-C-K-S.
B-A-C-K-S, okay.
So, like, it's backed by gold.
Gotcha. Okay.
So they are, they have, and I have a picture of them on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Of all the Florida ones that we have. Now, we are the sixth state to start with the gold backs. And if you ask me the name of their states, I probably couldn't off the top of my head. But so what you do with these, people are trying to do is kind of bring back like the bartering system with gold.
Mm-hmm.
And you use these, and some places will accept them. Not every place, but some places will accept them. So if you have a dollar gold back that you paid, you know, $6, $7, $8 for, whatever the price is, you know, that you would trade it in and you get $8 or whatever the price is worth of product.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I've never heard of that before.
They're so cool.
So
not only are they cool for, you know, bartering, but they're also cool because they have beautiful designs on them.
Huh.
Like our $5.
It's an actual tangible piece of
gold. It's an actual tangible piece of gold. Like, so Florida was the first one to come out with a half dollar. So we have a half.
I see. Okay.
And then we have the dollar, which has one one-thousandth of an ounce of gold, so it's really thin.
Mm-hmm.
And we go all the way up to $100. And the $100 is one-tenth of an ounce. So if you hold that tiny one and then hold that $100 one, you feel like the difference of the weight in the gold, which is insane. And then they have beautiful art on them to top. Like the $5 has a pirate on it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. They're just so cool.
Interesting. Okay. Who produces those?
The company is actually called Goldback.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it's super easy.
Okay. I'll remember that.
Yep. The company is actually called Goldback, and they are, it's just super cool.
See, I've not heard of these, and this is why we have the Pensacola Expert Panel. We bring an expert like Stephanie Dotson, who is with Emerald Coast Coins, to come in and explain these things to us.
Yes.
If you have a question about anything that has to do with coins, with collections, with maybe a piece of jewelry that you have, something, anything like that, yeah, text in your question at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, I can answer pretty much anything. A lot of stuff, you know, I'll be like, oh, I need a picture, or call the store,
mm-hmm,
where they're fully staffed and have the information in front of them right now.
Right.
But I can answer as many questions as I can over, you know, over the line right now today. Jewelry stuff gets a little
tricky
because when we purchase jewelry, whether it be antique jewelry, new jewelry, you know, whatever, somebody's wanting to sell their gold or silver jewelry, we only buy it based off of the price of the gold, so the weight of the gold, and we do purchase diamonds based off of wholesale markets,
mm-hmm,
but which is a lot less than like an appraisal or, but you know, it just, after 30 days for us, we do paperwork for the police department.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get to our store before 4 o'clock or we're going to shut you down because it's paperwork for the police department. And then we have to hold it for 30 days to make sure you're a good citizen,
mm-hmm,
and you're following the rules.
Okay.
And
you
then
didn't just borrow that from somebody.
That's it.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Make sure you didn't like go to grandma's,
mm-hmm,
house and,
mm-hmm,
you know. So, you know, after that, it just goes off and gets, you know, melted. The gold gets melted and diamonds get sent off to, you know, diamond people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a lot of work that goes into it. And we you know, we buy it based off of, like, if it's 14 karat gold, we pay a percentage of that, again, because we're sitting on it for 30 days. If gold's $2,900 now, who's to say it's still going to be that in 30 days?
That's amazing. That's just wild.
It's a lot, especially for a person like me who was never a numbers person, especially in school. Like, mm-hmm, all these things get stuck in my head, and I'm like, fine.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So talk a bit about some of the things, because, of course, you do this with the gold and the different things and assessments and appraisals and things like that.
Yeah.
But what are some of the other services you have at your store, and if somebody's never been in there before?
So not only do we purchase jewelry, but we do purchase sterling silver flatware.
Someone just sent that. Oh, she's looking at the. Oh, she cheated. She looked at the text. We did have,
yep,
a listener. Do you purchase sterling silver flatware?
So I do purchase sterling silver flatware. Again, that's going to just go based off of weight. I get that a lot of these are antique. You know, all of our grandmothers used to set it up.
We all had that. That was part of the, when people got married, and,
yep,
then you'd get a couple of forks, you get like one setting, and then,
exactly,
for the next, every anniversary, you get another setting and stuff. That, I, yep, guess that tradition's kind of gone by the wayside a little bit.
Yes. I feel like maybe starting in the Gen X generation on to now,
mm-hmm,
I know for me personally, like, we're just like, it's just extra stuff I don't need.
Right.
So we purchased that based off of the weight of the silver.
Mm-hmm. Does the brand matter?
Brand does not matter. And I see so many beautiful pieces come in sometimes, and I'm like, oh,
I know,
so pretty. But, like, nobody wants it. Just like China, which I don't buy China, but, like, nobody wants China.
Right, isn't it something? How things change, yeah.
Right.
But there's a value to it.
But there's a value.
So don't just toss it away.
Exactly. You can always find a place for anything.
Great question. So if you do have a question, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking to you with Stephanie this morning with Emerald Coast Coins, 850-437-1620.
Yes. So besides doing that, obviously we are a coin shop first. That's what I always tell people when they call. They're like, do you sell coins? Yes, I'm a coin shop first. Like,
right.
I don't just do jewelry or flatware or whatever. Coins first, like coin shop or currency. Like, we have the old paper currency from Confederate obsolete on up to, no, I wouldn't say quite modern day, but like silver certificates and like Hawaiian notes and things of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause modern money is very finicky. So we buy all that stuff and we trade all that stuff. And it is really exciting to do. I love looking at the old Morgan dollars. We bought a whole bunch, you know, yesterday of peace dollars. So that's also fun. And we also buy, like, I'm trying to think of what else do we buy. Oh, we'll sell unique things sometimes. Like, our unique silver coins that we sell, like, we just got the Year of the Snake in for 2025. And it's a beautiful coin minted by the Perth Mint. And that coin is very exciting as well. And we have, of course, the panda bears. I don't have the Quokkas anymore, but, you know, those were also fun, too. So we have lots of just different types of coins we have.
Okay. So if you wanted to find out more and you have a coin or something that you're curious about, send in a text at 850-437-1620. Stephanie's here with Emerald Coast Coins. Okay. I had a funny little thing happen. I collect change around the house, mm-hmm. right? So I had this whole little jar, and I throw in the change because we hardly use change anymore.
Yep.
Took it to one of those little things in the grocery store where you dump it in, and it kept rejecting this dime. And I thought, that's weird. So I kept putting it back in. It kept coming back. Put it. I thought, wait a minute. And I looked it up, and it was a 1964.
A silver, yep.
Silver dime.
That's good that it rejected it for you.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, this is it. So I looked it up, and I think the value was about, it said $3 to $8.
So when
that
you...
That shocked me, because I thought, oh, my God, I've been throwing my change away. Maybe I better start paying more attention.
No. So, yes, but when you look things up like that, they're always going to give you crazy wide ranges.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, it said $3 to $8, and I thought,
right,
okay.
Right, $3 to $8. I don't even sell them for $3.
Okay.
So.
Okay, that tells me something. So I don't need to go plan on
yes.
a big vacation on
that dime.
No. Okay.
No cool vacations yet. Yeah, so like there's these coin apps out there or the internet. You'll be like, I have this dime or I have this mm-hmm. quarter. What's it worth? And they always give like the widest ranges, $3 on up. Now, like its silver price is still like, it doesn't even melt for $3.
Oh my goodness. See, now I've got the expert.
Yeah, it melts for less than $2.30.
Okay, well, that's 20 dimes.
Exactly. That's exactly the way to look at it.
Well, there's the pennies they talk about. There's certain pennies that are supposed to be, if you ever have one, worth millions. And
sure.
Then the other one that my dad used to collect was the Kennedy half dollars.
Right. So the Kennedy half dollars, anything that's before 1970 will have silver value.
Interesting. Okay.
So anything before 1970 will have silver value. After that, you know, people start looking, well, I don't see this on my coin, so it must be, like, I don't see a mint mark. Well, that just means it's from Philadelphia.
Mm,
like, there's nothing special there. The internet will tell you, oh, it could be worth, you know, $8,000. False news. Super false news. People are looking, their biggest thing with quarters right now is people keep saying, well, I have a quarter, and it says in COD, C-O-D we trust, instead of in God we trust. I'm like, that's not a thing.
Really?
It's not a thing.
Interesting.
And I can pull it. I usually pull it up with my phone camera because it's easier. And I zoom in. I'm like, look, mm-hmm. you can see that nice little formed G right there. And they're like, dang. And I'm like, dude, I know. I mean, like, if it was that easy, I would be making millions of dollars.
Well, we had a funny thing in our family. One Christmas, everybody got the coin collection to collect all the quarters that were all the states.
Yes.
And they minted those.
Yep.
So now, do they have any value? Because that was several years
ago. That was several years ago. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
I've still got my little folder
that's
full.
That's it. They're just quarters. If you get desperate, you can spend them as quarters.
Right.
But, you know, I will never say never to anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's are some of those quarters. The Wisconsin one, I think, is the one with the corn on the back. It has a little corn husk, and so it has like an error on it. So like that would be one to look for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when that error first came out, it was a few $100. It's down to like $30 now, but $30 for a quarter. I mean,
yeah,
kind of.
But there you go. That could work.
2019 and 2020. The Mint put out some quarters with a W Mint mark from West Point.
Interesting.
You could only get those in circulation. You could not order them. You couldn't go to the Mint's page to get them. You could only find them in circulation. Pensacola was a hub that they did that. There was like $2 million for each quarter.
Interesting.
So those quarters are still, you know, worth more than a quarter, not as much as they used to be. But they're, you know, we buy, sell between $3 and $5 for those, depending on condition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and you can still find them.
Wow. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our coin expert, Stephanie Dotson, is here with Emerald Coast Coins. So if I was going to start to collect coins, what would you recommend? I mean, if someone wanted to start, or maybe have their kids or grandkids start collecting, what would you recommend?
So when people ask me, like when they come in, like, I want to get my grandkids in or whoever into collecting coins, I ask questions like, well, what are they into? Like, are they into mostly video games? Are they like, do they watch like movies?
Mm-hmm.
I will, you know, a lot of people will start with pennies because they're super easy to collect. But we can even go back to like collecting dimes,
mm-hmm.
And get a little dime book, because that little folder you have, they still make those.
Do they
so
really? The little things that you stick the dime in?
Yep. So
oh
you
my
can
gosh.
Still get those
okay.
little folders and you can start, you know, collecting dimes. If they're an older person, like I would say, you know, teenager-ish or mm-hmm. whatever, you know, we have this and they're very into like learning and history and stuff, you know, we have a book called The Type Book, and that's one of every coin that has been made from the half cent all the way up to current dollars.
Wow, that's
pretty
cool.
That's my favorite book.
I would like that one, actually. That's very cool.
Yep, that's my favorite book.
Okay, so now we've got another question that's just come in.
Okay.
It says, my dad used to save rolls of solid silver dimes. Is that a good way to save silver?
Yeah, 100%. Yep, just just keep them in rolls and keep them stacked away. Most of these dimes, it's going to be okay if they're rolled in paper. They're going to tone. It's silver. Silver tarnishes, as we know, with sterling flatware.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
silver will tarnish, and that's totally fine. Don't clean them. Just leave them the way they are. If they are Roosevelt dimes, like the 1964s and down, you know, there's not any of those that are going to be expensive, like expensive coins. Now, if we go back to the Mercury dimes, there's a handful of those that can be worth money.
What's the year on those? What would be the age range, so to speak?
So the Mercury dimes are from 1916 to 1943.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
I think.
So World War II era. Okay.
Yes. So like, but there's a handful of those that you're like, oh, if I have that one, it could be worth, you know, a few hundred bucks or, mm-hmm. you know, $50 for, again, a dime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But don't clean them. Just leave them the way they are and leave them rolled up.
Okay. So would you suggest, like, what would be the most, one of the most valuable coins? If you ever picked up a coin and looked at it, this looks different. What are the ones to look at? Because I probably would toss it into the change drawer or something. But what do you, because my biggest fear is I'm going to come across $1 million penny.
Yeah. Don't fear. No. That's needle in it. Those are all needle in a haystack dreams.
What's the most valuable coin that you could find from the American market?
I would say probably one of the most expensive or one of the most valued ones is a 1943 copper penny. So in 1943, ooh, they made the steel pennies, the little mm-hmm. silver pennies that everybody sees, and they're like, they're so cool. And you know, everybody's like, oh, I have this. And I'm like, so do I. Like, I have a couple of gallon bags full of them. However, yes, if we can find the copper version,
oh,
you know, you're looking, depending on grade, you know, 100,000 plus, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
What year again?
1943 copper.
I have a whole, one of those big jars full
of pennies.
Well,
you start looking for, I mean, these are needle in the haystack dreams, but not impossible.
Okay. And how would you distinguish between the copper and the other?
So a steel one, the steel ones will stick to a magnet.
Well, hello.
Right? It's all right. Sometimes it takes us a minute. It's all good. And the copper ones won't. Now, did they fake these coins or did people try to make them themselves? Absolutely. Mm. So then that's when we're like, you know, that's when you bring it into the experts, a.k.a. my brother.
Yes, at Emerald Coast
Coins. Mm-hmm. And he would say, maybe we should send this off and get it authenticated. Or he's like, no, not today.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Interesting.
Yep.
So then you also deal with not just, obviously, United States coins, but also you deal with coins from all over the world.
We do. And my brother has been so happy because I have been working so hard to learn how to do these foreign coins and currency. Am I great with it? Not yet. But, you know, I try to be a good sister and do other things besides the American stuff. And a lot of that stuff they don't use anymore. So it just goes in this big bucket for people to kind of like search through.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hold extra values. Again, there's always could be something, but like not Google search like says, hey, this coin's printed upside down.
Right, the unusual
things. But my brother's good at like kind of thumbing through. And if I see something different, I'm like, hey, like, what's this?
Well, I've always been kind of fascinated too by paper currency. So when you hear about Confederate.
Yeah.
Confederate money, which of course was only minted at a certain time.
Yep.
And then the other thing I was curious about is right now with the European Union, they've gotten away from the individual coins like lira.
Yep.
And all the difference. So are those have more value now?
They do not. So that's okay. So that's exactly what I was just talking about. So like the lira, the
Spanish
the Deutschmarks, the pesos. Mm-hmm. So pesos are different themselves because. Mexico and it was specifically still used the peso, but mm-hmm. they devalued the peso back in the late 90s, like 94, 95. Mm-hmm. So anything before 1994 that's a peso is like a tenth of a cent.
Gotcha.
Per dollar. And then a normal peso, I think, I don't know the exchange rate for those. My brother does. But like, so you would have to get after the 90s, so 2000 and up, basic, you know, 95, 96 and up to have. Like exchange value.
Gotcha.
Having said that, coins are not exchangeable. theoretically in the United States, like, you can't take them to the banks. Like, if you went to Europe and you had all these euros left over, mm-hmm. paper money, you could go to your bank. You should be able to go to your bank and turn them back in.
With the euros, but not necessarily if you had paper money that's from pre-euro.
Yeah, so exactly. So for the euros, yeah. But like if you had $2 euro coins, mm-hmm. the banks don't take those.
Interesting.
Because it's cost way too much money to ship that stuff back over.
Okay.
So it's not cost effective.
So in terms of coins and money, what country would you say, just as a general country of interest, like I actually have some coins from Egypt.
Those are always
cool.
From
the Middle East. But what is there a country that has the most value that comes to mind?
No.
No. Okay.
Nope. Cool. There a lot of them are just so cool to look at. But a lot of there's
because
no
for an
like
art kind of an art
yes,
appreciation.
Exactly. There's no like extra value
mm-hmm.
For that stuff that I'm aware of. Like there could be, but like from what I know and understand, not so much extra money because they just mass produce so many of these
sure.
things. Even back then. Like, even back then. So right now, we even have, like, I'm going to go back way far to 400 BC. We have an Athenian owl, which is my favorite coin.
Athenian owl
yes.
from 400 BC?
Yes.
Like you have one of those?
Yes, we do. And
wow.
it's
That's hard to even get your mind around the age
so
of that coin.
So crazy. And we're selling it, I think it's around $900, which you're like, oh, that's expensive. But if you think about the time
that's
frame.
That's all. I would have thought it'd be
yeah,
$900,000
right?
from something that long ago.
And that's, again, because they produce those a lot. But she's my favorite coin ever because she has, it's Athena on one side, so that nice warrior goddess, and then her owl on the other side.
Yeah.
Her wisdom owl on the other side, which again, if you've ever watched the original Clash of the Titans, that's basically what the owl looks like.
Okay. Very cool. So that's your favorite.
That is my absolute favorite coin.
Okay. What are some of the other favorites?
American Morgan dollars are my...
Okay, what's a Morgan dollar?
So a Morgan dollar is the old dollars from the 1800s up to 1921. They're just cool big dollars, kind of like the big Eisenhower dollars that we're
mm-hmm.
used to seeing.
Yes, I had some
yes.
of those too.
And those are just dollars. But the Morgan dollars are made out of silver. I call those cowboy money.
Oh, okay.
So if you think like back, like if you've watched like Tombstone or
mm-hmm.
anything like that, you're going to see those dollars. Any Western, you're going to see a lot of those dollars. Yeah. Or the obsolete paper money or the Confederate currencies. Like you'll see like that kind of stuff.
Okay. Interesting. So we did have an interesting question here. Are Iraq coins worth anything pre-war?
To the best of my knowledge, no. They were just going to fall in line with that, the things we buy and sell, like by the pound. So if you had a whole weight pound of foreign coins or a whole weight pound of those Iraqi coins,
mm-hmm.
We'd pay a dollar amount for those. I always verify a lot of stuff with my brother again, cause he is a sponge and just we've forced him to learn all this information and it sticks. So he would know if there's anything extra above that. So that's when I would say, call and talk to my brother, you know, at the store, 850-473-1515, and ask for Greg. He gets mad when I say that, but he's smart. So it's his fault.
And your website?
Facebook. Just
okay,
go to
Facebook.
Go to our Facebook page is the best for a couple of reasons. One, it's the easiest way to get in touch with us,
mm-hmm.
even if I don't answer right away because we're busy. And I try to stay up to date on there. I'm going to try and start posting more, even like just the dogs or stuff, you know, just random things at the store just to kind of engage more with everybody.
I love it. Well, we're running out of time. We've only got
gosh.
A minute or so left, but just to bring us back up to date for somebody that may have just joined us, go over those gold prices again, because that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. So gold is at its all-time high, like $2,920-ish dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So that is already super cool. Silver is at $32. Not horrible, but not great. But, you know, we have 2025 Silver Eagles coming in. So, you know, I always tell everybody now, like it's February, start now buying your silver for the end of the year because everybody waits till the end of the year
mm-hmm.
for presents and then they're gone.
So good advice. Now is the time to pick up
now
the presents.
Now is the time to pick
early holiday shopping.
Yes. So like buy now. Like I will have people come in and buy a whole roll, which holds 20 of them.
Gotcha.
And then they have their presents for whoever throughout the year.
Okay. Is there a romantic coin?
Since
Valentine's is tomorrow.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Not off the top of my head. Do we sometimes have little cute pieces of silver that have hearts or Valentine's on it? Yes, we totally do.
Uh-huh.
So that's when you just come check out our little bucket of, of silver.
Okay, very good. All right, we've been talking this morning with Stephanie Dotson with Emerald Coast Coins. So give your address, your phone number, the website, the Facebook. Give us all the info, because I suspect there's folks that are shy that haven't sent in the text.
I understand.
Questions.
So our address is 1811 Creighton Road. Our phone number is 850-473-1515. Find us on Facebook. Facebook is the best place to find us. Emerald Coast Coins on Facebook. You'll see pictures of my dad's dogs.
And stop in the store. Because
oh,
so
always
many
stop in the store. We like to talk and have fun.
So many things we haven't talked about.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll try to get to the next show. But
yes.
Thanks for coming in, Stephanie. You're always so interesting.
Thanks.